our man, Mr. Reverend Al Sharpton.
Yes. Good morning.
Welcome.
Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. We're excited about Saturday because it is important that as people are now chiming in all over the media about the 50th anniversary of Dr. King's speech, I Have a Dream, at the March on Washington in 63, that we also make it clear that we have not fulfilled and realized the dream. So Martin Luther King III and I have spearheaded this move on Saturday. Every major civil rights group was partnering with us, every major labor union, to say we celebrate how far we've come in 50 years, but we still have to deal with the issues of today. We are still doubly unemployed, black to white in the country. We still now have voting rights issues with the Supreme Court knocking down Section 4. We still have issues like Trayvon Martin with state laws like Stand Your Ground. So we want people from everywhere to meet us 9 to 1 on this Saturday at Lincoln Memorial, where we will rally. Every major leader will be in, speaking, the King family, and then Martin III and I will lead the march to the King Memorial to call on Congress to protect our voting rights and to come with a jobs bill so that we are not just remembering what Dr. King did, but fulfilling it in our time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, this like is that. Something we really should take our kids to.
Oh, yeah.
Because they miss it and have no clue of what took place.
Teaching moments right here for sure, definitely.
No, educate I think them. You're absolutely right. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said to me that my grandmother went to the March on Washington 63. I said, well, that's great. You know, I was 8 years old. Martin was 6. We didn't go. But mm-hmm. I want my children to say they went with me in 2013 mm-hmm. and see what it is to make history. History will be made in Washington this Saturday because 50 years from now, they'll say when we had the first black president
yes.
and we're still facing mm-hmm. things like Trayvon Martin, was mm-hmm. you in attendance, Grandpa? And you want to say, yeah, I was there to help make sure we continued on the road to making the dream a reality.
Hey, Reverend Al, you got a lot of support and corporate sponsors that will join you. How motivated is everyone to create a change in the judicial system?
I think that people are motivated to some degree, but what movements come from the bottom up. That's why mm-hmm. you have mm-hmm. marches mm-hmm. and rallies.
That's right.
And mm-hmm. the motivation must come from those of us that suffer the bias and the bigotry. And I think that we make America move when we move. And that's why marching is important. Marching on its in and of itself doesn't change anything. Marching exposes something that leads to change. But if they don't see thousands of people that'll stand up for something, they don't feel they have to deal with it, and they're not motivated because we're not giving them the motivation.
That's exactly. right. That's right, that's Reverend. Right.
Uh-huh. Y'all need to get out, take your kids, everybody you can take with you this Saturday, August the 24th. Reverend, give us the specifics how we can be a part of the 50th anniversary march on Washington, National Action to Realize the Dream.
They can go to our website, www.nationalactionnetwork.net. NationalActionNetwork.net, or call the toll-free number 1-877-626-4651, 1-877-626-4651. They can register buses. They can register their cars. They can get information on where to come. But they need to be a part of history because we can't sit home and keep complaining and grunting.
That's true.
That's right, Reverend.
Don't hear us, but we got to show up and be in attendance, and the world will know that we want to make the dream for real, not just in part.
That's true.
Wow. So it's this Saturday, as you mentioned, Nephew and Reverend Al, August 24th. Politicians, pastors, community leaders will gather at 8 a.m. at the Lincoln Memorial in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., to stand together against the recent attack on voter rights, stand together against the Stand Your Ground laws and racial profiling, and then to continue to raise awareness on unemployment, poverty, gun violence, immigration, gay rights, and other critical issues that affect our nation.
There we go.
All right?
Get there at 8 o'clock. Thank you so much, Reverend.
Thank you. God bless.
We love you, man.
God bless you too.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.